More than 74th and 5th graders at Superior's Cooper Elementary heard a proposal meant for grown-ups, but Governor Jim Doyle says it's for their own good. His budget provides more money for school transportation for districts spanning rural areas and a total of $50 million set aside for special education.
Well, all rural schools will benefit. I mean, this would apply to any school. And specifically what it does is it says that for children who are being transported more than 12 miles, those schools will get additional state transportation funding. And schools also will get a larger amount of special education funding. So that will help many smaller school districts.
Doyle also hopes to raise the revenue ceiling by $600 per student in the next 2 years to give schools more flexibility in spending. Cooper's principal, Robin DeHaye, says every cent counts in a child's education.
We lost a teaching position because of cuts. So there are many ways that affects all of us. And it usually ends up being staffing, which usually ends up meaning increased class sizes and reduced programs.
Doyle says if his budget proposal is approved by the end of June, schools will see the increases for the next school year. In Superior, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.